Morning, Gary. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
I am very well. Let's talk about She Will Reign first and the Group 1 William Reid on Friday night. Is she down in Melbourne yet? Has she made the trip down?
No, she'll travel tonight, mate. We're we leave it till Wednesday usually when we travel down the Friday and keep her nice and fresh for Friday night.
How did she come through the Oakley Plate? What did you think of her run?
Yeah, look, her run was good. I think she did as good as she could from the gate. It was a little bit leaderish that day, as you know, and we got back off a tempo that just kept building through the race. And her sectionals were good late, but it was just one of them runs where the betting sort of told us before they jumped, she was sixes out to tens, really, and you just knew that we were going to be doing it tough from back off the pace from barrier 13. So, but I thought she ran a credible race, and, obviously we're hoping to see, her draw well on Friday night and give herself every chance.
Well, she's proven that she likes the Valley Circuit, winning the Group 1 Moir at her only appearance there. Do you think she's going as well as she has in the past?
Yeah, no doubt she is, mate. I think she's ready to peak this Friday night, so we're pretty excited about it. As long as she draws a gate, I'll be pretty confident she can get the job done.
Well, that is good for the punters, a nice lead there. And then will you head back up to Sydney and maybe have a crack at the TJ?
Yeah, look, we're at the crossroads as far as the preparation goes there. Obviously, this race won't be as strong as the TJ Smith, but it'll still be strong enough. Group 1's uneasy. But if she was to win and win well enough and she pulled up well, I'd certainly look at it. It's a $2.5 million race. Mm. And certainly, you've got to weigh that all up, because there's a race the following week called the Arrowfield, which is just 3-year-olds. And she'd probably be the dominant sprinter in that race, where she's probably going to be a 15-to-1 chance at a race like the William Reid, the TJ Smith. So, I've just got to place her where she's going to be best placed, and hopefully finish the preparation with another win or at least a good run, then come back next preparation and have, another crack at the Everest if we're going well enough.
Well, this time 12 months ago, do you have a look back when you were at the barrier draw yesterday? Do you remember last year where She Will Reign fondly and say, can it happen again?
Look, it was a different feeling yesterday, I've got to say, when you're walking with 101 shirts. it's just gone in a blink of an eye this whole year, It's pretty sad that in a week's time, we're going to be yesterday's fish and chip paper. At the moment, I'm the reigning Golden Slipper winning trainer, and all that's going to change next week. But we haven't gone out without a fight. We've got one in the race at least, anyway, and hopefully she runs well. I'm sure she will. She's a tough little bugger, and if she ran the top five, I'd be over the moon.
You've drawn the similar barrier as to last year as well, haven't you, with Secret Lady?
Yeah, look, I've drawn barrier 13 on 3 occasions in the slipper. Mm. Someone pointed out today, and that each of the runners that have drawn 13 have moved into 11 with the obviously emergencies coming out. So it's I don't know what the odds for that would be, mate. 3 runners in the Golden Slipper drawing 13 and all coming out of barrier 11. But 11 has won 7 times.
Oh, there you go. Full of all of the stats. That's good to know. Now,
13 hasn't won once.
Okay. Lucky for some. Tell me, what's the weather looking like, Gary? Because down here in Melbourne, we're hearing that it's going to be a wet track and there's lots of rain forecast. What's it looking like in Sydney?
Look, if I held it at Warwick Farm, it'd be a good 4 today. We just seem to miss the rain here. And it's only 10Ks, as the crow flies to Rose Hill, and they've had about 16 mils so far. Mm. Gosford's another hour up the road, and they're looking at the meeting even today. So they've had a lot of rain on the coast. It'll be a rain affected track. I'm not sure how rain affected. Obviously, this time last year, we were getting an inch an hour. It was really heavy. Even the barrier draw yesterday, you couldn't hear the interviews over the rain on the roof. It was horrendous last year. So this year's a little lighter, but it's certainly going to be a track that's going to be affected, I reckon.
Will that suit Secret Lady?
Let's hope so. She hasn't seen any rain yet. She's one of the horses that's been worked through the whole lead up to the Magic Millions, and we're racing on cricket pitches leading to them. But really, for her to be a chance in this race, we need to, if she is a swimmer, that'd help her. Might knock a couple of horses out of the race. Obviously, the horse is not handling it. We're hoping that's our key. But it's going to be an interesting race. The speed seems to have drawn fairly low. They're all pretty close together. Most of the horses that go forward, except for Hawksy's horse, I think Esther Jarb, she's drawn wide. Mm. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if they really, really bustle early or whether they get their spots quickly and then, you know, basically follow themselves around the corner and horses draw wide, get trapped wide. I'm just not sure how it's going to play out because, you know, it's like when you see races where there's a lot of speed on paper. Wow. Everyone says grab hold. So, you know, get caught up in the speed battle. And I hope that doesn't happen on Saturday because we probably need to see horses getting tired and we might be able to get over the top of some of them later and pick up some prize money.
Well, if Secret Lady's not the miracle winner, who do you think you'll be handing the crown over to?
Look, I think the Melbourne filly is lengths above everything from what I've seen. I've been lucky enough to have her here at Warwick Farm and Tony's been ringing me to get me to clock her and stuff and she's just in superb order and, you know, she just puts herself wherever you wanted to put her and then she kicks on the straight and she beats whatever's in front of her. So, you know, I think she's a dominant two-year-old and she just needs a good ride. And I can't see much else in the race that really, you know, that can stretch her if she turns up in the best form. You know, you've got Chris Waller's colt,
performer
is going into the blinkers. He trialled pretty good, but they didn't let him off the bridle. They kept hold of his head. Pretty surprised he wasn't told to pull the stick on him. So I reckon Huey might be a bit cautious when he goes to pull the whip out come Saturday still. You know, it's just one of them races. I think if it is wet, it just might open up for anyone to run in the top four or five. And hopefully, to say my colleague's honest enough, she's no world beater, but she's earned a spot. She's won 300,000 in prize money for owners, and she tries hard. So that might take her a long way.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in the slipper on Saturday. And with She Will Reign, who plenty of punters will be jumping on after that push this morning on Friday night at the Valley, the William Reid.
It'll be a long day Saturday if she gets up Friday night.
there won't be any sleep in between. I'll give
it. Make sure we catch the plane, eh?
The Baker Hours will be back. Good on you, guys.
Thanks, mate.